91X News.
It's 8 degrees and partly cloudy at 4 o'clock from the QNET Newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Tara Henley. Do you want to adopt an acre of Quincy conservation land? This holiday season you can for just $20. Mo Cranker has more.
Quincy Conservation is running its sixth consecutive Adopt an Acre program this holiday season. Jennifer May Anderson, the communications programmer for the conservation, described what the program is.
Every year, we give local residents the opportunity to symbolically adopt an acre of Quincy Conservation land for $20, and that money is then used to make improvements at our local conservation areas.
May Anderson said, this year's goals are about improving four local conservations.
So this year, donations are going to go towards interpretive signage at four of our local conservation areas. We want those signs to share important information about the natural heritage of the conservation areas and as well include a trail map and information about invasive species.
The conservation's goal is to adopt out 200 acres of land. Mo Cranker, QNET News, Belleville.
Quincy West City Council will withdraw funding from a group that markets the region as a potential home for future residents. Council voted 8-5 in favor of cutting funds from Bay of Quincy Living late Monday night. Council gave the group $22,000 this year. Bay of Quincy Living is an offshoot of the area's Tourism Council. John Van Heusen, president of Bay of Quincy Living, spoke to council before the vote to highlight its work. In an interview with QNET, he called the council's decision short-sighted.
Our goal is growth. Our goal is to make the region grow and to help the spin-offs of that benefit everybody. And I think it's short-sighted.
Despite the decision, Bay of Quincy Living will continue to promote the region through grants and funding from Belleville and Prince Edward County. The Paris climate change talks inspired Belleville to discuss the environment today. People came to the Belleville Public Library to hear a presentation on climate change and how it impacts the local region. The event was hosted by Quincy Conservation and the United Nations Association in Canada, Quincy Branch. Founding president of the branch, Dr. Aruna Alexander, says her organization wanted to localize the global event.
We connected with the global conference in Paris and thought that it would be a great idea for our local Quincy Conservation to make a presentation parallel to the global conference.
Belleville's event was one day only, but the Paris conferences go on until this Friday. A police officer is now in the hospital with minor injuries after being struck by a cab during a protest against Uber in Toronto this morning. Toronto police said an officer on a bike was struck as the vehicle crawled down Yonge Street, and the incident is now under investigation. Taxi drivers gathered at four locations in Toronto today as part of a demonstration against Uber Canada. They then drove slowly, blocking major Toronto highways and roads before congregating in front of City Hall and Queen's Park. At the same protest, a cab driver was dragged by a vehicle he suspected was being driven by an Uber driver. After trying to confront the driver, the man grabbed the car door handle and hung on, despite being dragged by the vehicle. Last month, Toronto Mayor John Tory said that while Uber is operating outside legislation, it would be impractical to devote the police and bylaw attention necessary to shut it down entirely. The city is currently working on new rules to introduce regulations for services like Uber. 1 month from now, people in the Quincy region and across Canada will have a chance to see an unusual sight in the sky. Mark Hodgins has the story.
If you look to the sky around 5 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday, January the 12th, you'll probably catch a glimpse of Comet Catalina. Astronomers believe it's taken about 1 million years for the hurtling ice ball to make it all the way to our planet. And one of those astronomers, Gary Boyle of South Mountain, Ontario, says this isn't exactly your run-of-the-mill comet.
This is about 20 kilometers in diameter, the actual nucleus. Whereas the average comet is about maybe 5 kilometers wide to 8 kilometers.
Boyle was formerly the president of the Ottawa Center of the Royal Canadian Astronomical Society. He's now known as the backyard astronomer, and he tries to bring the wonders of astronomy to the public. That's why he says he hopes people will get excited to see Comet Catalina as it whizzes past the Earth.
To have people actually get the chance to come out of their little holes called houses and get away from the TV, telephone, and tablet to see a visitor that's traveled a million years to come see high is pretty fantastic.
Boyle says as long as you're away from light-polluted areas like a city, you should be able to see the comet with the naked eye. Mark Hodgins, QNET News, Belleville.
The Canadian Transportation Agency has ordered Air Canada to change a policy around deaf and blind people flying solo. The agency has labeled the policy as discriminatory. Carrie Moffat booked a flight in 2013 with her guide dog when she was informed she would have to fly with an attendant. Moffat is legally blind but can read, text, and communicate orally over a phone. She filed a complaint with the transportation agency after Air Canada refused to change its rules. The airline drafted a new policy after the agency ruled in Moffat's favor earlier this year. Air Canada now has until December 15th to enforce the new policy. Moffat says the company's guidelines were based on the idea that deaf and blind people can't be independent. She also says it's unfortunate that the policy change came after more than a year of litigation. That's QNET News on 91X 2405. Sports is next.
Can we get a chipmunk, Granny?
No, but we can adopt 2 acres of this land. You get a plush toy chipmunk and help protect the environment.
Awesome! I can't wait to tell everyone. Can we name it after Grandpa?
You can name it after anyone you want.
Quinte Conservation's Adopt an Acre program gives you the opportunity to donate $20 per acre of conservation land, and you get a certificate and tax receipt. If you adopt 2 or more acres of land, you get a plush chipmunk as a thank you. You can adopt your acre by visiting or calling the Quinte Conservation office or going online to quinteconservation.ca.
Quinte's new rock source, 91X, is CJLX, 91.3 FM, Belleville.
Good afternoon, I'm Tara Henley with QNET Sports. A local girl will be representing Canada at an upcoming international hockey tournament. Sean McIntosh has the story.
Bancroft native Victoria Howren will be playing in the Under-18 Women's World Hockey Championship in January. The 17-year-old says the tryout process has been going since May. She says she couldn't stop smiling after being named to the team.
When my name was finally on the roster, I couldn't be more happy with myself and the support I've gotten from people.
Howren has played on the Whitby Junior Wolves for the past few years. Her coach, Kevin Schramm, says she's a leader for Whitby and will bring a lot to Team Canada.
She absolutely deserves it. She works her butt off. She's been a great hockey player for me for the last 3 years. And you know what? She's an even better kid off the ice than she is on the ice.
This year's tournament takes place in St. Catharines, Ontario. The first game is on January 8th. Sean McIntosh, QNET News, Belleville.
Last Friday saw the Royal Military College of Canada honor their greatest hockey player. The number 23, belonging to Lieutenant Colonel Steve Mulaski, was raised to the rafters in Constantine Arena in Kingston. Mulaski reflected on what he was thinking during the ceremony.
Oh, wow, it brings back a lot of memories. I was pretty choked up out there. I was trying not to look at too many cameras there.
Mulaski recorded 205 points in 5 seasons for RMC, making him their all-time leading scorer. He said that his stats aren't the most important thing, and that if someone breaks his records, Mulaski will be there to congratulate them.
One thing about records, that anything are made to be broken, and I hope that gets broken. And to tell you the truth, I want to be here to be able to shake his head, fan, and his teammates' hands when he does.
The Trenton Golden Hawks will play their second game in a 3-game straight against Aurora Tigers tonight. The Golden Hawks won the opener 2-1 in double overtime on Saturday and will go back to Aurora on Friday. Golden Hawks currently lead the East Division by 8 points over second place, Kingston Voyageurs. They have a total of 26 wins and 2 losses this season so far. This is also the last home game of 2015 for the Golden Hawks. The puck will be dropped at 7:30 at the Community Gardens. The Boston Red Sox have announced their 7-year, $217 million contract with former Toronto Blue Jays ace player David Price. In a news conference today, Price says he's been received well in his short time in Boston.
We saw a police officer over at the hospital, and he was just going nuts, and that definitely made me feel really good. That was my first interaction with with a Red Sox fan in Boston. So that definitely started my day off well.
And in NHL tonight, the Edmonton Oilers will host the San Jose Sharks at Rexall Place. Meanwhile, the Montreal Canadiens will host their longtime division rival, the Boston Bruins, at the Bell Center. And the Vancouver Canucks welcome the New York Rangers. That's all for sports right now. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnews at to qnetnewsdesk at gmail.com. Now for the weather, the forecast for Belleville tonight, cloudy, 40% chance of showers late this evening and overnight with a low of plus 5. Tomorrow we can expect it to be cloudy with a high of 8, and looking ahead to Friday, we will be seeing much of the same weather, cloudy with a high of 8. At 4:10, it's 8 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Tara Henley, QNET News. News on 91X next at 5.